over in Ardmore, a man's son had some coon dogs. And he had one, I think he got a $35 stud fee for.
I think some of these boys here gets 20, 25. The old boy's got one up here, you give $250 for him. Mm. But I think he just charges the boys $20.
Well, that's pretty good. Have your fun with the dog and get some profit from him too.
Oh, we've caught a lot of wolves around this country in the last year or so. I was trying to count the scalps up there in the feed store where we got them strung up the other day, and it must be, somebody said, now, ain't it all, there's part of them back there in that other room. I think I'd have counted up in 60 there.
Mm. How many years is that?
Oh, we've been stringing them up there part of 2 years.
Hmm. Is there a bounty on those?
No.
That's too bad. You think there would
be? They hemmed us up and killed or crippled a good dog or two, other killed a good dog or two. There's an old boy, a second cousin of mine over there, got a pack, and I heard the old boy offered him $100 for this dog here that night. He went to sell her. And I told him, I looked him right in the eye, and the next day I said, you better sell that dog. I said, you know that's more than she's worth. And something will happen to her. And the wolves come up close to his house and howled, and the dog broke out of the pen, and she went off down and run onto one of them bombs they had, you know, mm-hmm. and killed it. They don't get away and them bombs go
no.
down. He said, yeah, my father told me I ought to sold that dog. And he said, you're that guy. And I said, that's right. You'd have to say that is right.
What do they do, bait those bombs or those guns? Or?
Yeah, they'll put a little stuff they got on there. And I never seen one of them. But I hear them talking about it. And they put a little rabbit hair on their skin. And they get smelling around there and they make a pull at that thing. Why? That's just when they order the dunny.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't get away from there, they're right there.
Yeah, that's too bad. I think there was a bill before the legislature to outlaw gas guns.
I think they done that.
Shoot, if you can get 60 with your dogs in 2 years, that makes that gun sound kind of silly.
I bet we've caught twice that many. We know of some that caught that they never did scalp, that the dogs dealt, they've caught one the other night here. We didn't ever go get it.
I know out in around Cheyenne, I was out there quail hunting 2 years ago with my uncle. It's the first time I've been quail hunting in about 8 years. But we stopped at a ranch there, and the rancher said, watch the dogs, there's some guns out. It was another fellow's dog, and he was scared to death.
Yeah.
But my uncle said it was all right. He didn't have any out. He knew the rancher, and this was a hired man there. I think he didn't like the noise. He was trying to round up some cattle, and he was afraid the dog would bother him. And the dog did get over, but the dog helped him.
I've got a cousin left that, double cousin, left that Cheyenne. He don't do that with fish, not a little. He's about 5 or 6 years older than I am, but he can't get around too good. We went out there, they opened the chicken season out there about 3 or 4 years ago, and we went out there. Stopped over at Alice. We wanted some number 5 shots, and we couldn't get them around here, and we stopped there. Got some number 5 shot. Old boy found out where we was from. Told him, said, y'all Marlowe? Told him, yeah.